1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
We are assisting right now in trying to get Caroline Cook. Caroline Cook, age 15, from Sandy, Utah, to return to her home. Citizens Auxiliary Police is requesting the assistance of all citizens in the Utah and Colorado area. Return her to her home of her parents, of course, those people who care about her. Our understanding is at this time she's the home of an uncle in southwestern Colorado.
All right, sure. Her name is Caroline Cook.
That is correct. She is a minor child. She has run away from her home with other concerned law enforcement agencies, of course, as well as Child Protective Agency across America, encourage Caroline to return home.
Well, this home you're encouraging her to return to includes a marriage to a polygamist. Is that right? She's afraid she's going to be married off to a guy with 12 other wives.
At this time, we're not going to pass judgment on a Christian home. That's not my job. That's not your job. We just want her along with the Salt Lake City Volunteer Neighborhood Brigade and the Colorado Rocky Mountaineers to tip of the cap there to Colonel Bradley and everybody at the Rocky Mountaineers to return to her parents and to keep the promises that she has made.
Well, what promises to marry this guy? He's 3 times older than her. This is for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, this is a girl who ran away from home because they want to marry her off to some cat that's got 12 other wives. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Isn't
that right, Jay?
Phil, there's an old saying, you take care of your business, I'll take care of mine.
But isn't that right that she is running away from a home where they said they're going to marry her? Isn't this home she's from a polygamist home?
There's an old saying, Phil.
Yeah, you take care of your business, I'll take care of mine. What is your business?
Business of Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, is law enforcement to save lives. There's a young girl that's not in her home, and I can tell you something right now. I don't want to pass judgment. That is not my job in law enforcement. What we try to do is to simply bring families together and uphold the law. But I can tell you something right now. I don't think there's a man disagree with me right now that a man out there who has 12 wives, I got to tip my cap to him. That is a man who can keep 13 women happy. Yes, of course, speaking in terms of sexuality, but also happy in terms of the home and in terms of being loving and devoted wives. That's the tip of the cap. That's a big Citizens Auxiliary Police tip of the cap.
Yeah, we got the tip of the cap, okay? You're tipping your cap to a guy that's got 12 wives. Tip of the cap, okay?
That's Citizens Auxiliary Police tip of the cap, and we do that once a week. If you look at our bulletin board on our website, a little tip of the cap this week to, President Bush, a little tip of the cap.
You mean the tip of your pith helmet is what you guys wear, is that right?
Tip of the pith helmet, right. But really, Phil, what we are trying to do is reunite a family with their child. And
Jay, your group, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is a volunteer group, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What do you do with the rest of your time?
Well, I came on this program really with the best of intentions, Phil.
No, just tell me, what do you do with the rest of your time?
With the rest of my time.
With the rest of your personal time, yeah.
I'm a father. I'm also a husband. I work security for a Johnson Beverage Company, Canoga Park, California. I carry a gun 24 hours a day because, once again, we've got problems out there. Here's a brat worrying her parents sick. And
oh, she's a brat now. This girl, Caroline Cook, is a brat.
Well, Phil, she's worrying her parents sick. She's out there. God knows what she's doing.
She's living with an uncle in Colorado. She doesn't want to be involved in a marriage.
Oh, since when do kids? I want to ask you a question. Are you a father?
I'm in charge of 4 kids, yeah.
Since when does a kid tell you what to do? Since when is all of a sudden, well, she doesn't want to do this, she doesn't want to do that? Yeah, I don't do my homework, I don't want to go here, I want to go there. Since when does a kid run the house? The Citizens Auxiliary Police is interested in one thing, that's bringing families together and saving lives.
Well, polygamist, okay? A polygamist, a guy that's married to more than one woman. This guy wants this Cook kid to be another one of his wives.
Excuse me. A commitment to marriage is a legal and binding contract, and since she's not old enough to make these decisions for her own good, her parents made them for her. And I don't know if you say polygamist, what you're talking about. But
a polygamist, a guy that has more than one wife.
Well, like I was telling you, Phil, if you look at our website this week, Citizens Auxiliary website, it's a tip of the cap to Tom Green, who's also one of these guys, and keep 13 women happy, a little tip of the cap.
I'll cut it with the tip of the cap, okay? Good for him. He keeps 13 women happy. I don't even think it's a matter of sex so much as it's a matter of the law. And if you are a guy who says he enforces the law, polygamy is against the law.
Not according to Utah, as far as I know.
Well, wait a second. Isn't it illegal in Utah, too? It's illegal.
No, this is the fundamentalist Latter-day Saint deal, and there's a separation of church and state. And if you look at your Constitution, and I carry a copy of the Constitution of the United States in my back pocket, take a look at your Constitution. Well, I'm pretty sure your Constitution says the same thing as my Constitution. And that is, there's a separation of the state and the church, and it's separate from a couple of other things, but primarily just the state. And the church gets separated out. And what do you got left? Well, you got the...
You got polygamy in Utah with a kid running away from it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Stand by.
And it's pretty loud in that radio room wherever you are, Jay, okay?
But, I'm sorry, hold on. Go to the same.
Okay, and we're talking to Jay about a little girl named Carolyn Cook. She's 15. She's run away from her home in Utah. She doesn't want to be involved in a marriage that would commit her to a man who's three times her age, Jay. Think of that, a 15-year-old girl.
Now, if you got a daughter.
I'm sorry?
And you got a daughter.
Yes, I do. 9 years old.
All right, I have a daughter as well. And I go home at night, I look at her, precious little golden hair, and I look at her playing with her dolls, and I think to myself, gosh, I want so much for this girl. I want this girl to be happy. I want so much for good things to happen to her. I'll tell you something, Phil. We could do worse for our daughters than to see them married off to a good, strong man, a man that can keep, 13 women happy, a man.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want for my daughter, yeah. Get her.
Well, look, I'm not saying you got to do it. I'm saying I got to do it. I'm saying there are worse things for a girl. Going out here to Hollywood right now, Phil. See what I see. I drive the streets, okay? I drive patrol. We do our flare drops. We do our cone drops. I did a cone drop up on Hollywood Boulevard.
And excuse me, what is a cone drop? What's a cone drop?
We were narrowing lanes down to two lanes, try to get the traffic pressed down there. But I see the street kids. I see them living out on the street. You give money to my friend's place. I give money to my friend's place. And I see these street kids. Tell you something right now. I don't want my daughter sitting out here eating out of a garbage can, having sex with every kind of Mexicans, all these kind of things. And
man.
Well, you know what I'm saying, all right?
And, oh boy.
Well, I'm just telling you.
You'd much rather be the concubine of one of 13 for some old man than be living out on the street. Well, I guess I wish I just wouldn't have a kid. How about that? If those are the only two choices that you're giving me, and
hold on for a minute. So you're in this pro-choice deal, right? Abortion.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's your talk. In other words, you would rather have the kid.
What's abortion got to do with it?
You said given those two choices, you would rather not have the kid. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Given those two choices, somebody said to me, okay, here's the two choices for your kid. She'll live on the street and be a drug addict, or she'll be the concubine in a polygamist's marriage, in a big, I don't know what the hell they call it. I'd say, abort the kid.
Oh, boy. I hope God, you've...
You don't need to pray for me, Jay.
No, I really, God, he didn't mean what he said.
Don't you dare say it. God, I did mean what I said.
No, I did not.
Yes, I did. I meant every word of it, God. I meant,
Phil, you are blaspheming, and there's something in the Bible that says God will not be mocked. And
I'm not mocking God. I'm telling him. I'm saying, yes, that's right. That's what I want, okay?
Well, I hope when you hit your knees tonight, I want to tell you something, Phil. In the Santos household, every night when I hit my knees, just I take a knee, and I sort of hunch my shoulders forward, and I think about what I did today, try to make this a better place. The citizens I was there pleased about saving lives. And we're looking for this kid.
Well, if you're going to bring her back to a home where she's going to be the concubine of a polygamist, then Mr.
Well, what are you going to do about it? That's the whole thing.
Well, I'm letting everybody know right now that this little girl, her name is Caroline Cook. She's 15. She lives in Colorado. She doesn't want to be married to this old creep, and she shouldn't have to be, okay?
So there you are, out there in radio land, doing what you do, which is stir it up, talking all kinds of crap so you can keep a family apart. And
No.
So when we hear about a wife running away from a husband, a girl running away from a husband or her parents, we're all fathers and husbands at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We recognize it as a breakdown of the American family. We in law enforcement can't let that happen. And I can assure you, this kid's going to be back with the people that have all the due legal rights over her very soon.
I don't think so, Jay.
Phil, I must tell you, if you interfere with the Citizens Auxiliary Police...
What are you going to do?
You don't want to find out.
No, what are you going to do? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think you're going to take this kid back there. What are you going to do?
You don't want to find out.
Oh, I don't want to find out, huh? Well, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Well, then you're going to find out.
Oh, good. Well, I guess I'm going to find out. I'll find out. every night when I take a knee. 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police, one of a couple of agencies, along with the Salt Lake City Volunteer Neighborhood Brigade and the Colorado Rocky Mountaineers, are trying to get this kid, Carolyn Cook, back to her so-called family. She's run away. She doesn't want to be married to a guy who's got 11 other wives. Who can blame her? 1-800-44, except for the guy himself, of course. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Sato, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is with us. He's trying to get the, Carolyn Cook, 15 years of age.
That's correct.
Back to her home in Sandy, Utah, where she ran away. And I'm looking at the news story here. After she escaped from her polygamous community, she cut her knee-length hair to above the shoulders. She also traded her full-length dress for sleeveless shirts and shorts.
You know, a kid's going to do that, Phil. They don't want to dress the way their parents ask them to. Having a child, when they're under the roof of their home, they need to do what the parent asks them to do. And
that involves marrying some guy three times their age.
This is a Christian household. This is a religious dictator, this household. Since when all of a sudden the country, Christians are already being pushed around and told what to do. Now you're going to tell what to do? I don't think so.
No, I thought Christians are being told what to do. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm just asking about this girl. She doesn't want to marry a guy who's like 80 or whatever he is. Here's David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You say it's a Christian household. Where does it say in a Christian household that you got to marry a 15-year-old girl?
This is a Latter-day Saints Church, which is of the Christian tradition. You read your Bible, you know that many of the ancient kings in the Old Testament had many wives, and of course they were respectful of God. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, so they had many wives. Old Testament, buddy. You need to get with the program. Look at the New Testament.
Okay, let's look at the New Testament. They still had several wives in the New Testament. There's nothing
it's
different.
Several wives in the New Testament. Let me tell you something. The laws of today's state, you do not touch a 15-year-old girl.
You want to get into a battle of the wits with me over the Bible, I'll do it with you any day of the week. Okay?
Well, let's get a battle of wits of what the heck you're trying to do, take a 15-year-old girl and put her back with a 45-year-old man. That's child molestation.
See, the two of you guys, all you're doing is think about sex. That's all you're doing is thinking about sex.
Well, she's 15 years old, a 45-year-old man. What do you think he's thinking about?
Hold on for a minute. Age of consent. Yeah, I didn't think about that, did you?
You just said yourself a 15-year-old girl's a child. She don't know what to do since where does she run the house? So where's the consent?
Wait a minute. What's the age of consent in Utah?
Age of consent in Utah is I believe, 9 or 10.
9 or 10?
That's correct.
You're telling me a man can marry a 10-year-old woman? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that if the 10-year-old wants to marry the guy...
Well, she doesn't want to marry him. She ran away.
The 15-year-old ran away, cut her hair, put on a shirt with short sleeves. She's hiding out. I'll tell you what.
How many times would a woman take a kid? If I knew where this girl was hiding out,
I'd help her hide out.
Well, then you'd be in violation of the law, sir. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
God's law? Give me a break. You know what the hell you're talking about, buddy.
Then you'll be crossing paths with me.
You just need to do your little security guard business and leave the police business to the police.
Excuse me. You'll be crossing swords with me, and I don't think you want to do that.
Anywhere, you name the place, I'm making a challenge right here on the radio.
I'm telling you right now,
I'll be there.
I'm going to try to get Carolyn Cook back to the people who love her, her father and the men and the other wives that she'd live with. I don't know what you're trying to do. What, you want her for yourself or something?
That's disgusting. Yeah.
You know something, buddy,
and I'll be there. You are a twisted man. I grew up in orphanages and foster homes, and I've seen a lot of bad stuff, but this takes the cake. A 15-year-old girl, are you kidding me? She hasn't even started life yet. You want to marry her off?
Let me ask you a question. Are you a father?
Me? Am I a father?
Yes,
no.
Sir. All right. Any father, I am a father. I'm a father of a daughter. Any father would be happy to give his daughter to a household full of love, family. Yeah, it's a 12-to-1 female-to-male ratio, but I think there's a lot of sisterhood there.
Any father that would want to give a any father that wants to give a 15-year-old girl to a 45-year-old man needs to be locked up.
Well, sir, what we're talking about now is the law. The law says that a child can't run away, and we're going to go get that kid and put her back in the ever-loving home that she come from. And
have her be the...
The law also says you can't molest a 15-year-old girl. And you can't marry her. I don't care how many wives are there. I don't care.
Well, she gave her, if she gives her consent at the age of 9, I think it is, in Utah.
9?
Well, she's not going to give her consent at 15. She ran away. Grab a clue.
She didn't give her consent. She ran away. Do you understand?
How many times your wife taken the keys of the car and...
Oh, come on.
Give me a break.
Thank you, sir, for your call. How many times my wife's taken... What, so she just split because she's pissed because she couldn't get the Lord and Taylor card? Is that what you're talking about?
Look, Phil, I'm married, you're married. I know a little something about women. You wouldn't know it to look at me, but I've been around. And a lot of these chicks, they... I got around a little bit when I was younger. And some of these chicks, you know, take them out. They look like they, you know, don't want to do it. But their eyes... It's all saying, you know, the eyes say no, but the mouth says yes or something like that. I forget how it goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes. You know, when a woman says no, she means yes. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying some of these women were raised to tease. Well, I think she... I'll tell you something right now. I think when we have a serious case here, this girl dick teased it all.
Okay, watch it right now. Watch it right now with what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't even want to hear what you got to say.
She's trying to tease this guy into a pair of blue balls.
Just watch it. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you doing? This is wrong. Whatever this man is doing is wrong, wanting this girl back, 15 years old. That makes him a pedophile, does it not?
No, it doesn't. He has, has to have sex with her first.
Listen, you're talking about this girl marrying a 45-year-old man. I'm 45 years old. When I look at my 23 nephews and nieces, I don't think about having sex with them or marrying them.
Well, that's you, okay? Maybe you
what
got
do you mean
a problem.
That's wrong, that's buddy. When was the last time you talked to a 15-year-old girl?
What, I beg your pardon?
When was the last time you talked to a 15-year-old girl?
Are you a Mormon? Then quit trying to tell me what Mormons think, okay? I'm not a Mormon either. I'm just telling you.
I'm
with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah,
we got a runaway situation.
That makes you a pedophile. Guess what?
We got a runaway.
Anybody that backs this up is wrong.
Hey, that girl, first of all, she promised to marry the guy, now she's running out? What's that
promised
all about?
Promised by who?
Kind of a tease is that?
Promised by who?
Well, the parents, she's underage. Parents said, okay, you can have the kid to marry her. She doesn't even know what she's missing out on. Any young girl would give her right leg to marry a guy that could...
Whoa.
We're talking
back
about
up,
15 women.
Is she a slave?
Not a slave.
She's got to go where her parents tell her.
All right, have you got a kid?
No, I have 25 nephews and nieces.
Whatever,
I don't
care.
Children,
all right.
Because I don't want to deal with the stuff that you're talking about.
Right, you don't have the responsibility or the mature nature to have kids,
buddy,
okay? You don't even know what it is.
Oh,
get out of here. You give me a headache.
Girl and say I'm going to marry that
girl. Yeah, you probably wouldn't look at a girl and say you're attracted to her either. Maybe you like guys. I don't know what your story
is.
I'm
telling you,
okay?
Listen, pedophile.
You're giving me a headache.
Don't even
you
go
give me
there,
a headache.
My wife will kick your ass.
Oh, so you're not married. You
you're
are married?
Pedophile.
You know what? Your wife would probably kick my ass. Your wife probably kicks your ass every day,
you're
right?
Buddy.
So
well,
let's talk about
I'm
you.
Hard-working
all right?
Man.
You're a
hard-working
guy.
Man,
hard-working guy getting her breakfast, getting her lunch, and getting her dinner.
Too.
Hey, let me ask you, how big's that dog collar she puts around your neck every night?
Don't happen, buddy.
It don't happen? You know what I think I'm going to do for you? I'm going to come to, where are you? What town?
I'm in Bangor, Maine, north of it. I'm driving
whatever.
Home to Connecticut.
I'm going up there.
I got 350 miles to home.
I'm
going to
find
this
you.
I heard on the radio. I didn't believe what I was hearing.
I'm going to find you, and I'm going to kick your ass all the way around the state of Maine.
On your ass,
and you know
buddy.
Something? I'll rain hell down.
There's
hellfire.
Always somebody
oh, God.
Bigger, buddy. Remember
yeah.
that.
There's always somebody with a bigger what?
Bigger, period.
I am?
All right, guys. Okay, look, are we talking about a runaway kid here, or who's wearing the dog collar and whose family? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I just want to say to Caroline Cook, Phil, who is a young lady that just left her home in Utah to Colorado, that if you need a place to stay, a transitional place to stay in between leaving this home in Colorado with the uncle and going back to the rightful parents in your life, and your parents, yes, they are polygamous, but that is the religion that they've chosen for you. I don't know about anybody else, Phil. I grew up in a Presbyterian home, and I am Presbyterian, but I do want to offer our home so she can stay for a while. My daughter has gone off to college, and we've got a very nice little bedroom for her. My daughter kept nice, some nice pink touches. And I think one thing we need to say to Caroline is it's not nice to promise a man something and not come through.
See, here's the this is what I got a problem with you. What do you mean promise a man something? She doesn't want to marry some old creep with 11 wives, okay? She doesn't want to be. What do you mean promise?
Well, it's kind of teasing the guy. You know, say, you know, you know, he might get a little tonight. You know.
What do you mean get a little tonight? Are you nuts or something?
Look, so I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives. And
well, go out and save a life then, okay? And not knock it off with what you think the American family ought to be. And by the way, I don't appreciate these threats. I told you I'd go down there and I would keep you from getting this kid back, and you said that I don't want to tangle with you.
That's right.
Okay, well, what are you going to do?
You want to find out.
Yeah, that's a real specific thing. I don't want to find out. Sarah, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Okay, first of all, I do want to have a civilized conversation with this man. I do live in...
Parkville 63.
What, Jay, the radio was turned up too loud there, Jay. He's in a radio room.
I apologize, ma'am. I'm in an information center right now. We are taking calls.
Okay. Sarah, well, I live in Salt Lake. I don't have children, but I do
You live in the Salt Lake City area, so you appreciate the Mormon lifestyle and the number of...
No, excuse me. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Do you have
more
than one husband?
We do not practice polygamy.
All right.
We do not practice polygamy. It is not allowed.
Why not?
It is against the law,
okay.
Even in Utah.
A couple more minutes.
Look at Tom Green, who was just put in jail for having more than... He has five wives. He took a child on. And I also have a friend who ran away. Excuse me, let me finish. I have a friend who ran away from a polygamous home because she was being sexually abused by her father and her brothers, her stepbrothers. She ran away when she was 14 years old because it's an unhealthy environment. So don't sit there and tell me that you want to put this child back in a home where it is very unhealthy for her. She has every right to run away, and I applaud her.
Well, ma'am, I mean, you can hardly limit sexual child abuse to a polygamous home. It happens in homes where there's only one husband and one wife. Let me say, you mentioned that you have how many husbands?
I have one husband.
Why?
Legally,
how come?
One husband only.
She said she never said she had more than one husband.
Well, she said she's Mormon.
Yeah.
I am. LDS, you're right.
Well, then you... Okay, I don't get it.
We do not practice polygamy in our church.
Are you able to satisfy more than one man? See, in other words, what I'm getting at...
I have only been with one
on.
Man, and that
All
is
right.
my husband.
All right, so you are not aware of whether your husband could satisfy more than one woman. And what we're talking
I
about
know
right
he...
now is at home, especially this young lady, a man that could keep 12 women happy, I think you've got to give him a tip of the cap.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
No, ma'am, would you not give a man who can satisfy 12 women a tip of the cap?
Absolutely
what do you mean a tip
not.
Of the cap?
You're so stupid.
No, ma'am, I am saying... I'm stupid. I'm trying to get a girl back to her home.
You know what? Why put a girl
to a father and mothers that love her?
No. That is not love. I'm sorry, but that is not love.
In other words, if you've got five mothers, it's not love. If you have one mother, it's love. I don't get it. She's got like five or six mothers. That's great.
Five or six mothers?
No, I had a mother.
Who cares about the sisterhood? It's an unhealthy environment. Okay.
I had a mother. She never got home before midnight.
Let me make one more point.
I got to tip my cap.
I go garage sailing. Listen, I go garage sailing every Saturday.
Garage sale.
I see these polygamous families that hold bake sales out on their front, out in front of their homes.
Like Barbara Ann Bakery.
Because their one father cannot support that family. That girl belongs in another home.
It stands to reason, Phil, if you got 11 wives and one man, I think the wives ought to be the ones working, okay? And that's what we're doing. Have a bake sale, have a nice loaf of bread, maybe some bear claws or something like that.
Oh, and then
they
take from the state on welfare.
Well,
you have
I think that's
no idea.
I think that's a stereotype.
You don't
And I think
you don't consider the welfare of this fragile 15-year-old girl.
Why should this 15-year-old girl
endure a life with a man, one, she doesn't love, two, she's too used to be having sex with him in the first place.
I want to ask you to consider something.
Utah is not nine.
Here's a man who's sitting waiting for his wife to come home, and she has run away from him. This man is in tears. He's an emotional...
He is not his wife.
An absolute emotional mess.
She's not his wife.
She's a 15-year-old
young girl.
Well, why is she teasing him?
Will you get off that tease thing?
You're a fool.
I'm a fool.
Yes.
She's out there, and I'll tell you something else. A guy that can satisfy 12 women.
I know. You tip your cap to him.
That's all physical desire. That is all physical desire.
Well, if your husband came home with about 6 more women one night, said, okay, here you go.
My husband's not that stupid.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, this thing is called the FLDS, Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints.
And it's
thing.
Against the law. They know that they are practicing illegal practice. The one thing about the LDS Church is you obey the law of the land. Polygamy is against the law. Therefore, they are not part of the church.
What they choose to do is exploit fragile young women.
Okay.
Well, I think that there's a man out there who wants his 15-year-old bride with him.
You know what?
Sad as
that
hell.
Man is sick.
Sad as hell.
Okay.
He is sick and wrong.
Now, how many wives does your husband have?
He has me,
Just the one.
He needs.
I really feel sorry for a future husband. I bet he's been counting down the days until he gets. I mean, you got to understand something. Here's a guy who's going to get his first 15-year-old piece, and she's run off to Colorado.
Good Lord! Everything coming out of your mouth
is
sexually
crap.
Oriented.
Absolutely.
It's about the male pleasure.
No, it has nothing to do with this 15-year-old girl who's being abused.
By a 45-year-old man.
I'm asking you to look at it from the standpoint
no matter
of a,
what way you
from
want to
a heartbroken man who is waiting for his wife.
Oh, a heartbroken guy who can't wait to get his first 15-year-old piece.
That's the way you put it. You know, I think you are a polygamist at heart.
I know, ma'am. I'm never said
to
the police.
If you could have more than one wife, I think you should.
Of course, you should move here to Utah
and see what you can do, and we'll just throw your ass in jail.
Well, ma'am, if I wanted more than one wife, I wouldn't go to Utah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Oh, but
okay.
You apparently think that now, it's legal here,
first
and
thing
it's
I gotta know, the guy wants more than one wife. Why does he stick his ass in Utah? I can think of a lot better places like maybe Hawaii,
go
California.
Colorado
okay, great.
City.
All right, ma'am.
Wherever you want, but we'll throw your ass in jail.
Okay, well, she's 15 years of age.
Yeah, we got it. This peace. Here is Kalitha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening to this guy who he sounds like. If he had the chance to marry a 15-year-old, he would jump on it just as fast as the other guy. If it were me, I would stay hiding out.
Well, how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 20.
All right, are you married now currently to more than one man? Or?
No, I am not, and I never would be.
I would ask you to consider that if you were able to have like 5 or 6 husbands, it might make life a little kind of interesting for you.
I don't think so. Like, you know what? I would rather live in poverty than be married to more than one man.
Well, that's stupid. That's just stupid. Why would you want to do that?
Because she only wants to be married to one guy and 5 guys. Well, that's great. 5 guys and 1 wife. Well, that's even worse than one guy and 10 wives or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, right, Andy. You wouldn't like that. You wouldn't jump all over that, man. You'd be all over that like white on rice.
Never mind about me, okay? We're talking about this kid that ran away.
Let me ask you something. Are you looking to marry an older man?
Yeah, maybe a couple years, but nothing maybe more than 10. There's no way.
All right, let me ask you something. If you're looking to marry an older man, would it bother you if he has some police experience?
Yeah, it would. With your police experience, yeah, it would.
Oh, she pegged you. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, we saw that one coming, didn't we, Jay, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you sick piece of crap. Bug off. I'll turn your radio down. Okay, Kalitha, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I really
Wait a second. I want to get back on here.
For what?
You forgot my music. Hey, Kalitha. Kalitha.
Yes?
Is your name Kalista, but you got a lisp? Is that what it is? Kalitha?
No, it's Kalitha.
Oh, Kalisa.
It's out of the Bible.
I guess Mike Schaefer has a lisp. Kalitha.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
23.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state laws.
Yes?
Hey, Calissa, I'll see you later.
Okay. I can't hear you.
I said I'll see you later, Calissa.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show here, and this is the show where I do the voices of the characters, but nobody believes me.
How many actors do you have working on that show?
Just me, sir.
Oh, bullcrap.
It's just me and me, myself, you know. And I get on here and I do the voice of, like, all these different characters and people call in. I still can't get over the lady yesterday. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, I'm not here, like I said, I'm not here to do anything other than to put great phone calls on the air. And if that means that somebody's got to be looking a little bit like a fool, that's okay. I'm sure they'll get over it, and they don't know what's happening to them anyway. But yesterday, that Mensa member, that was worth its weight in gold.
I'm a member of Mensa, and I play chess. And
you're talking to a made-up person, a fake voice.
And I'm talking to a made-up...
Huh? Okay, today's web poll. Which one of the following guys might as well be gay? Phil Hendry polls America. Which one of the following names might as well be gay? Anthony Hopkins, Brad Pitt, Billy Bob Thornton, Jeff Probst, Martin Short, or Sam Rubin? Let's take a look and see how America has voted on the Phil Hendry polls America. Might as well be gay, leading the pack with 34% of the vote, Martin Short. In second place, you probably could have guessed this, with 22% of the vote, Brad Pitt. And I suspect that most of that is just jealousy vote. You know, he's so good looking. He's got so much going for him. He's a good actor. He's got a beautiful wife. These guys just hate his guts.
Yeah, he's gay.
And in a distant third place now, Sam Rubin with 13%, Jeff Probst with 12%, Billy Bob Thornton with 10%. And when we were putting this web poll together, I thought about it. I picked these names very carefully. Anthony Hopkins, I think, has such a great range, and he's so squirrely looking, man. He could be anything. Brad Pitt, you know, Billy Bob Thornton to me has always looked like some kind of a fruit. Doesn't he? I don't care how many tattoos he's got. Angelina Jolie, notwithstanding, he looks like a thin, sauntering, slinking fruit. Jeff Probst has got kind of that, I don't know, it's sort of that muted macho look. And then, of course, Martin Short with that Jimmy Glick thing that he does. Is that whack or what? Have you seen that? You have? I haven't seen that thing. So that's today's Phil Hendry Polls America, and you can just log on, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Check out our Mexican diary as well, which is in there, and that tells you about our day 3 in Mexico, which had to do with the strolling mariachis, I think, or was it the runs? I forget which. Okay, a couple of things out of the news I wanted to make you aware of. There is a guy by the name of Don Davis. He's a legislator for the state of North Carolina, and he forwarded an email that he got, and he says, man, this is where it's at. The email basically said two things, made this country great. So he forwards this email, and the email says, two things made this country great, white men and Christianity. And they got bugged with him, and they said, oh, what a racist bunch of crap. And his quote was, don't give me that mess. It ain't racist. Now, how do you argue with that? The guy forwards a email, the two things that made America great, white men and Christianity, and he goes on to say, look at this country. It was founded by white men. And we're great, ain't we? And then when someone says, well, that's racist, he says, oh, there's nothing racist about it. Don't give me that mess. And I'm thinking, you know, the brilliant razor-like logic of that left me stunned. So I sent him an email. And I wish I had it, but it went along the lines of, "Hi, Don. I agree with you. I think you're misunderstood. I agree with you. And if that's racist, well, so be it. But I don't think so. P.S. I don't want none of that mess either. Phil Henry, Phil Henry Show." And in Raleigh, North Carolina, they're dancing in the streets. So that's terrific. Well, we got one in every state, and thank God we do. And a guy logged on. I took a look at this guy's face. He is a former grocery store owner or something. I think he used to be in the produce business, and he's about 65. Looks like he's about 60, 65 years of age, with the tinted shades and the sort of, you know, that look. I don't know. It's the kind of, he's got the hair in the face, the Daniel Moynihan thing. Like if Moynihan came from a holler someplace, if Moynihan had been, you know, tied down by a couple of guys up in the hills and, you know, on that river rafting trip that went bad, if that happened to Moynihan. The other thing that went on here is a tobacco company, as you know, was sued for $3 billion by an individual who got lung cancer. They just awarded the guy $100 million. So he sued him for $3 billion. They gave him a lousy $100 million. That is 3/100ths of what he asked for. You talk about getting bent over and just abused repeatedly by every sweating inmate. By every sweating inmate. That's what happened to this guy. He gets a lousy 3/100ths of what he asked the court. $3 billion he asks for. He gets a lousy, stinking $100 million. Cheap creeps. You know, I just for once would love to see somebody sue the tobacco companies and put them out of business so I could quit smoking. But do you think anybody's going to do that? You think anybody's got the juice for that? You think anybody that can hire a lawyer good enough to put these guys out of business? They're only selling a poison. Hello? It's a poison. They're selling it. Can't you sue them and put them out of business? I'm smoking three packs a day. Somebody's got to do something. How bad is a lawyer that can't put a company out of business that's selling poison to kids? And me. Because I'm the only adult left smoking. All the other people that smoke are kids. They're like 15, 16, and 17, and then Phil at 48. And that's it. Joe Camel. You ever heard anything so funny in your life, Joe Camel? Did you see the time and the trouble and the hours and hours of debate and the hours and the hours of legislation because they wanted to get Joe Camel out of there because they thought that it was appealing to the youthful market because they thought that the kids would really dig the cartoon character? 90% of those kids are smoking Marlboros. Marlboros and Marlboro Lights. I ain't seen a one smoking Camel. I wouldn't smoke Camel with your mouth. You talk about smoking horse crap. There's only one cigarette to smoke. Everybody knows it. It's called Marlboro. Camels. Camels blow. And I also mean the non-filter type, just in case you think you're real macho and butch, okay? Oh, Mike just gave me the thing. The original jury gave the guy $3 billion, and it got reduced to $100 million on appeal. You talk about getting screwed without any lubrication. I'm disgusted. I'm out of here. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, you heard me right. I'm out of here. I want to thank all of you for supporting this program, but this is it. This is the end. This is the end.